Davis is Duvall's former deputy supervisor of elections and worked for the office in varying roles for 14 years. Now she's sponsoring a bill that would allow voters to drop off mail-in ballots at any early voting site in the county. Currently, Duvall voters can only mail them in or take them to the elections office downtown.
It could be something simple as the voter walking in, the voter giving the ballot to an elections official that's already working at the early voting site, and then the ballot is secured just like a provisional ballot is.
Some counties already allow this. The bill would require all counties to do it. But after the Florida House approved Davis's bill, the Senate version now lacks the requirement after Fernandina Beach Republican Senator Aaron Bean spoke with Duvall's elections office.
They've asked me, could we make it optional?
Election Supervisor Mike Hogan is against the mandate.
There are a whole host of problems that can occur by creating this additional option. It's like trying to fix a problem that doesn't exist.
He says one problem the bill doesn't address is training or procedures for elections workers.
Whatever the procedures are, there will be some kind of cost. It would go up based on what the procedures are.
Davis, who used to train poll workers, says the process would be the same as the one used for provisional ballots. They'd be sealed, secured, and sent to be counted.
The training of this is very minimal.
Still, Hogan is wary of giving people the option because errors like double votes are more easily caught and corrected in the voting booth, and the ability to drop off mail-in ballots is just not necessary. Davis calls Hogan's request disappointing.
Duvall County, of all counties, being my county, wanting to have that ability to opt out. I think the message it sends is not a positive one.
Hogan says Duvall could still choose to participate if the bill passes, but he need to know more information and be sure voters want it. The Senate bill with Bean's amendment making it optional has one more committee to pass on Tuesday before it reaches the chamber floor. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.